蓝天之下有滋润的水泉，旷野之中有歇脚的绿洲。欢迎来到蓝天绿洲。
欢迎收听蓝天绿洲，我是李诺。朋友，如果有人问你，你开心吗？大概你会结合当下的一个反应呢，你会想一想，我到底是开心还是不开心？当下的社会当中啊，我们发现很多时候，我们虽然有很多寻找快乐和开心的方法和途径，但是呢，我们所拥有的快乐和开心却越来越少了。最近这几年呢，在每逢一些节日啊，特别是一些团圆的节日啊，或者说啊像春节这样的节日的时候呢，会有一些的祝福语，比如说平安喜乐。我想发出这样祝福的问候的朋友呢，应该也是期待自己能够拥有这样平安喜乐的一个生命的状态。所以真的，喜乐在我们当今这个时代来说呀，真是不容易的。因为我们每天呢，可能承受着很多的压力，很多的烦恼，也面对着各种各样复杂的问题。在处理这些问题的时候，真的你想保持一颗冷静的心都很难，更不要说去有一颗喜乐的心了。但是不得不说，喜乐这样的一个心态，或者说这样一个生命的状态，对我们的生命是有益处的，是有好处的，对我们的成长是有帮助的。那么真正的喜乐到底意味着什么呢？我们一起来听今天的蓝天绿洲。
You know, laughter is good medicine. There's nothing like a good hearty laugh to release not just the tension around you, but tension in our souls.
你知道喜乐的心是良药，没有什么比发自内心的笑容更能缓解你周围的气氛了，也没有什么比发自内心的笑容更能使我们神清气爽的了。
We're in a series this week called Where in the Bible?Looking at some lesser addressed topics in God's Word. And today we're looking at what the Bible says about laughter.
这个星期蓝天绿洲节目的系列主题叫做在圣经的何处。我们从神的话语中啊，找一些不怎么被重视的话题来看。今天要看的是喜笑。圣经如何描述喜笑的呢？
All kinds of theories have been floated about what makes us laugh, but no one's ever been able to quite figure it out. What is humor? CAT scans can trace the neurological pathways that light up our brains when we laugh. Medical studies have documented the physical benefits of laughing. It releases 3 hormones into our system. Bet you didn't know that. Dopamine, serotonin, and endorphins. They improve our moods, enhance our experiences, and even reduce stress and pain.
有关什么使得我们开怀大笑的理论多种多样，但是却没有一个人能真正搞明白什么是幽默。当我们大笑时，电脑断层扫描可以追踪到我们大脑变量的神经路径。医学研究也记录了笑给我们的身体带来的好处。笑能释放3种荷尔蒙，我猜你一定不知道它们是什么，就是多巴胺、血清素和安多芬。这3种荷尔蒙可以改善我们的情绪，增强我们的体验，甚至还能缓解压力和疼痛。
But those are reductionistic explanations. They don't get at the heart of the mystery of laughter. Like so many of the gifts of God, light and music, laughter is something that scientific observation cannot penetrate.
然而，这些只是简化性的说明，他们解释不了笑的核心奥秘。 正如神所赐的许多礼物，好像光和音乐等等。笑跟他们一样，是科学观察无法参透的。
And neither can the devil, by the way. Listen to C.S. Lewis in the Screwtape Letters. The senior tempter, Screwtape is his name, is trying to explain laughter to his protege, whose name is Wormwood.
魔鬼也无从知晓什么是笑。我们来听 C.S. 路易斯在《魔鬼家书》里面的一段话。这段内容是位高的斯库鬼副部长向他的徒弟温木鬼解释何为大笑。
My dear Wormwood, I divide the causes of human laughter into joy, fun, the joke proper, and flippancy. You'll see the first among friends and lovers reunited on the eve of a holiday. Among adults, some pretext in the way of jokes is usually provided, but the facility with which the smallest witticisms produce laughter at such a time shows that they are not the real cause. What that real cause is, we do not know. Something like it is expressed in much of that detestable art which human beings call music, and something like it occurs in heaven, a meaningless acceleration in the rhythm of celestial experience, quite opaque to us. Laughter of this kind does us no good and should always be discouraged. Besides, the phenomenon is of itself disgusting and a direct insult to the realism and dignity and austerity of hell.
亲爱的温木鬼，我把人类大笑的起因分为喜乐、开心、笑话和嘲虐。你可以在佳节前夕、久别重逢的朋友或恋人之间看到第一种笑。成年人通常会借着笑话笑起来，但在久别重逢的时刻，连最不好笑的俏皮话也能轻而易举地引出笑声。这表明俏皮话不是笑的真正原因。我们还不知道真正的原因所在。类似的东西在那种人类称为音乐的可恶艺术中有很多表现，而且在天堂也有像这样的东西。属天体验的节奏忽然毫无道理地加快起来，这是我们无法参透的。这种笑对我们一点好处也没有，因此应该要一直严打下去。再说，喜乐现象本身也很恶心，它直接侮辱了地狱的真实性、尊贵性和严肃性。
Well, what about that from C.S. Lewis?
怎么样？你觉得 C.S. 路易斯的这段话说得好吗？
If scientists and even devils can't explain it, then why not go to a better source? Where is laughter in the Bible? You can see it in humorous comparisons. Jesus makes them when he teaches, the blind leading the blind, straining at gnats, swallowing camels, taking a speck out of your brother's eye when there's a plank in your own.
如果连科学家和魔鬼都不能解释何为笑，为什么我们不从更好的来源寻找答案呢？在圣经的哪些地方讲到了大笑呢？在耶稣充满幽默性的类比中，我们找到了大笑。耶稣教导说，你们这瞎眼领路的，萌虫你们就滤出来，骆驼你们倒吞下去。自己眼中有良木，却要去掉弟兄眼中的刺。
And of course, there are all kinds of ways to twist our humor.Like dirty jokes, trying to laugh off our moral failures so we don't have to take them seriously. Even laughing at other people and sneering at them and turning them into a joke.
当然了，世界上存在着上千种的方法来歪曲我们的幽默，比如黄色笑话。我们借此一笑而过自己道德上的失足，又或者嘲讽讥诮他人，拿他们开玩笑。
Though the tears may fall, my song will rise, my song will rise to you. Though my heart may fail, my song will rise to you. While there's breath in my lungs, I will praise you, Lord. In the dead of night, I'll lift my eyes to you.Though the waters rise, I'll lift my eyes to you. While there's hope in this heart, I will praise you, Lord. presence now I come alive, I am alive with you. There is strength when I say I will praise you, Lord. Oh, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. In the dark.
But our perversions don't change the fact that laughter is a gift from God. In fact, he's put laughter at the very heart of his story of redemption. Think about that for a moment. That joyous, heavenly laughter Screwtape was talking about is right there in the story of Abraham and Sarah, which is the pivotal story of the Bible, because it's where God gets specific about how he's going to save the world.
好在的是我们的黑白颠倒不能改变喜笑是来自神的一份礼物的这个事实。事实上，神把喜笑放在了他救赎故事的核心位置。让我们一起来想想看，司库鬼说的那个属天喜乐不正正发生在亚伯拉罕和撒拉的故事中吗？而这个故事在圣经中至关重要，因为神就是借着这个故事具体地告诉我们他要如何拯救世人。
He comes to Abraham and swears that he will bless the world through him, through his seed, through his offspring. And that sworn promise is the hope of the world. In a fallen world where we're all separated from God because of our sin, where death has the last say in our lives, God comes to Abraham and swears to reverse the curse.
神向亚伯拉罕显现，启示他会借着亚伯拉罕以及亚伯拉罕的后裔祝福全人类。这个启示的应许就是全人类的盼望所在。在这个堕落的世界里，我们因着罪的缘故与神隔绝，死亡掌权。然而神向亚伯拉罕显现，启示要扭转咒诅。
But years go by. Abraham's really old. And his wife Sarah is really old as well. Both of them have waited and waited for a child, and it hasn't happened. And finally, when it's past, well past being even a physical possibility, God visits again. And he even gets more specific. And this time next year, he's told, Abraham's told, Sarah will have a child at age 90.
可惜随着时间流逝，亚伯拉罕和他的妻子撒拉已步入老迈，他们一直期待有个孩子，却迟迟没有。终于有一天，等生理上也过了生孩子的可能性之后，神再次显现了。这一次神的旨意更加的具体了，他告诉亚伯拉罕，到了明年，就是到撒拉90岁的时候，他会生一个孩子。
And what does Abraham do? He falls on his face laughing. Now, I know Sarah sometimes gets the bad rap, but Abraham should too. Abraham thought it was a joke. And then there's Sarah hiding in the tent, listening, and when she heard it, she laughed too. Ah, that's a good one. I'm so far past childbearing, there's no way it's going to happen now.
亚伯拉罕什么反应呢？他伏伏在地喜笑。我知道撒拉有时候的名声不好，但亚伯拉罕也应该如此。亚伯拉罕以为神在跟他开玩笑，而当时躲在帐篷后面偷听的撒拉也心里暗笑。撒拉心想，哈，这可真是有意思，我早就过了生育的年龄，没可能现在再生孩子嘛。
It's a cynical kind of laugh, the kind we have when we're discouraged and beaten down and hope itself has become a joke. Most of us have been there. Sometimes someone tries to reassure us that the Lord loves us, that he's promised to work all things together for good, and we laugh, right? I'll believe it when I see it.
这是一种含有嘲讽意味的笑，是我们在灰心丧气、觉得希望已成为滑稽之谈时会有的笑。我们多数人都有过这样的经历。某些时候，当有人尽力想安慰我们，说神爱我们，神应许万事互相效力时，我们发出的就是这样的笑声。我们说，是啊，等我看到万事互相效力的那一天，我才会相信神爱我呢。
But God's promise is not a cruel joke. Can I say that again to you? God's promise is not a cruel joke. Sarah gave birth to a boy. And when that baby was born, hope was born into the world. The two most unlikely people in the world became parents. It proved that God keeps his promises against all the odds. He can, he will, he does.
神的应许可不是个残酷的笑话。让我再说一遍，神的应许可不是个残酷的笑话。撒拉生了一个男孩，这男孩的出生给世人带来的盼望。全世界最不可能生孩子的夫妇现在成为了人父人母，由此证明了神持守他的应许。无论那应许看起来多么的奇怪，神都一定能持守住他的应许，也一定会持守他的应许。
And do you know what Sarah named that baby? And remember, of course, names have significance in the Bible. Recently, some really good friends of ours had a baby boy just a couple weeks ago, and they named him Zechariah, which means Yahweh has remembered. That would have been a very appropriate name for Sarah's baby.
你知道撒拉给那孩子取名叫什么吗？要记得，在圣经里，名字都有着重要意义。最近我们的一对好朋友生了一个男孩，就在几个星期前，他们给他取名叫撒加利亚。撒加利亚的意思是亚威必纪念，耶和华必纪念。撒拉的孩子可真适合叫这个名字。
But she chose to name him Isaac, which means laughter. She says, God has brought me laughter. And everyone who hears about this will laugh with me. It's the joyous laughter of a wonderful surprise ending, of expectations turned upside down. It's the laughter of the people of God.
但是撒拉却给他孩子取名叫以撒，意思是喜笑。撒拉说，神使我喜笑，凡听见的必与我一同喜笑。这是一个充满欢笑和令人感到惊喜的美好结局，是期待被翻转、神的子民喜笑的故事。
And because from the unlikely line of Isaac, our Savior Jesus was born. And when Mary gave birth to that baby, every promise of God had its amen. And now everyone who puts their faith in Jesus becomes one of Abraham's descendants. And more than that,heirs of God, just like that. Why me of all people? Why you? It's all the hilariously joyous work of God's grace, and it teaches us to laugh at ourselves.
从以撒的血脉中，我们的救主耶稣降生了，玛利亚生了耶稣。神的应许无论有多少，在基督里 都是是的。现在凡是信靠耶稣的人就成为了亚伯拉罕的子孙，不仅如此，他还是神的后嗣。为什么芸芸众生中我可以成为神的后嗣？为什么你可以成为神的后嗣呢？都因神那具有幽默喜乐的恩典之功。他教导我们可以嘲笑自己。
Absurdity may be at the heart of all humor. Even a baby will laugh at the ridiculousness of a hat worn upside down. The great writer who became a Christian, G.K. Chesterton, would have applauded his self-deception. He believed the reason for the fall was the sin of pride. Satan, he said, fell through force of gravity. He took himself too seriously.
荒谬可能是所有幽默的核心内容，甚至连小婴孩也会取笑帽子戴反了的滑稽样子。伟大作家 G.K. 贾斯特顿是名基督徒，他鼓励自我嘲讽。他相信人类堕落的原因是出于骄傲的罪，他认为撒旦没能够承受得住重心力，撒旦把自己看得太重要了。
I've met a lot of Christians who think of themselves too seriously. And hell, Satan believed, was a state where everyone is perpetually concerned about his own dignity and advancement, where everyone has a grievance, and where everyone takes themselves with a deadly seriousness.
我见过很多的基督徒，他们都把自己看得太重要了。撒旦相信地狱是一个人人都只永久性的关心自己的尊贵和进步的地方，也是一个人人都有不满和把自己看得过分重要的地方。
But if you're a follower of Jesus, like I am, you're called to heaven, where we finally have learned not to be so deadly serious about our dignity. The Bible even calls us to laugh at ourselves, to laugh at the absurdity of our pride, to laugh at the ridiculousness of the blind leading the blind, or squinting to take a splinter out of my brother's eye, and there's that plank in my own.
但如果你像我一样是耶稣的跟随者的话，你被召去天堂，去一个我们最终能学会不那么严肃对待我们的尊贵的地方。圣经甚至要求我们要学会嘲笑自己，嘲笑我们骄傲中的荒谬，嘲笑瞎子领瞎子的滑稽，嘲笑滤出萌虫吞掉骆驼，嘲笑不顾自己眼中的梁木却要除去弟兄眼中的刺。
The Bible calls us to laugh with joy at the wonderful upside down thing God has done for us, with the laughter of Sarah, because we of all the unlikely peopleHave become the sons and daughters of the living God. I think heaven is going to ring with the joyous laughter of that unexpected ending. And the Lord will laugh with us. There will be, as Screwtape said, an acceleration in the rhythm of celestial experience.
圣经呼吁我们喜笑神为我们所成就的颠覆性结局，像撒拉的喜笑一样。因着我们这看起来最不可能成为永生神儿女的人成为了神的儿女而喜笑。我想天堂就是被这意想不到的结局而充满了欢声笑语，并且神会与我们一同欢喜快乐，就正如斯库鬼说的一样，属天体验的节奏。
But I wasn't living, a prisoner of my fear and shame. But when you find you've been forgiven, laughter will rise like a holy kind of praise. So I throw my head back and offer up my thanks. Yeah.
在今天的节目当中呢，我不知道朋友你会有什么样的体会呢？真的有时候我们以前在读圣经的时候，往往会忽视掉喜笑的这个内容。很显然，它跟喜乐还有一些的区别。但是我想，当中的核心呢，还是因为神参与在我们的生命中。就像查尔斯所说的，我们在自己的人生体验当中，当我们认识到自己的渺小和不足，又同时认识到神的伟大和尊贵的时候呢，我们不免会发出一个喜笑，可能是一个嘲讽的笑，就是觉得我算什么呢？所以有时候的一种服软，或者说一种自嘲，往往是卸下重担的一个重要的部分。我们要知道我们有多渺小，神有多伟大，而且最重要的是，这位神，这位天上地下独一的神，掌管天地宇宙万物的神，竟然愿意来爱我们。蓝天绿洲的节目邮箱是 haven@良友.net， 短信号码是13229966122，短信开头请注明蓝天。感谢朋友您今天的收听，我是李诺，我们下期节目时间再会。